last night you mentioned many people talk about terrorism as the problem that we're facing, and you indicated that you felt it was actually the environment, it was global climate change. Could you say a few more words about that?
Yes, it is said already in many scriptures, and especially in Bhagavad Gita, about Varanashankara manipulation in the nature. And pollution. The pollution, mental pollution, which is the most dangerous pollution. And this mental pollution is in human mind. Last month, some experts who are in America, they have a lot of research work there, declared that climate changes is the most dangerous or the biggest threat to our world than the threat of the terrorism. Means the pesticides. Hardly you get anywhere in the world water where there is no pesticide inside. All mineral waters, doesn't matter, even you get in Australia, there is a pesticide inside. All rivers are polluted, over-polluted. And through this, ocean life is dying. It means ocean is dying. Ocean is very important for our life. If ocean will die, we can't live anymore. Same way, the lakes are polluted. Vegetation is always polluted. And now, day by day, we are throwing more and more things out. Just imagine, they said, I've forgotten how many tons per day toothbrush they are throwing out in New York. Plastics. So we are living in the society throw away, but where to throw away? This is the biggest problem. India is a big problem now because they throw the plastic bags everywhere. And the people buy some eating things in plastic bags, like potato chips, for example, or chips. And they eat and they throw the bag. Now, our animals have more freedom than anywhere in the world. They have rights, they walk on the street equally. Animals smell the bag, something they're eating. And for that temptation, they eat the plastic. So our many cows and the buffaloes and the donkeys and the horses and the other pigs and the animals which are free living, they are dying. And when they die, they do the surgery and they see, or they open their stomach, they are about 50, 60 kilos plastic in their stomach. And you know this animal called vulture, a big bird, vulture, yes, which is cleaning the forest for us. That is one of the best cleaner. And now, in the last 5 years, they disappeared. So, can you imagine that if you eat some, or that animal which ate the other animal, dies that one. So, how much pollution we are creating in the world? The tins which we are throwing away from the soft drinks. And also, we are using everyday chemicals in our bathrooms, in our toilets, flushings, in the kitchens. This all is we are doing such things for this earth. No wonder that such diseases are coming. And very soon it will be very, very big disaster. So we should do something, actively we should do something against this.
Given the economic system that we're in and that all of us, to some degree, are obviously polluting and using plastics and ingesting pesticides. how do we practically change our lives, starting in small steps in this type of society, but creating something much greater? What sort of society can you see in the future?
I would say that we should come back more to the nature, use